Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
You may remember that I spoke to Niamh Kilcawley on The Opinion Line last year. Niamh is blind as a result of a tumour she had as a child. And the reason we spoke to her was because when she was doing her junior cert, she was entitled to some extra time to complete her papers. But she wasn't happy with the kind of one-size-fits-all nature of that extra time. And Niamh believes, and so does her mom, Sinead, that every student should be entitled to an individual assessment of the time that they actually need. Now, that case, her case, was taken up by a man called Ciarán Delaney, who is a disability activist from Cork. He sits on a key advisory body in Leinster House called the Disability Stakeholder Group. And Niamh is one of four young people whose case will now be featured on RTE Primetime tonight in a feature that Ciarán suggested to the production team. It looks at four people, Dylan Nelson, Porrick Moran, Saoirse Smith and Niamh. And I'm grateful to Sarah Neville, the press officer at RTE, who sent me some video clips to watch in advance. And here's a little audio grab of Niamh from tonight's documentary, which is called Access All Areas.
So there's another angle.
The system isn't designed for me. I have to learn around it. For me to be able to achieve as well or even better as anyone, I need to put in 10 times harder work than they do. I got the best junior cert of my school. I was over the moon to be able to do that, and I couldn't tell you how happy that makes me feel. I don't feel like it's a level playing field for myself and everyone, and I want the same opportunity as everybody else. I think that we should take example of other countries and their systems and how we can improve it to be able to make life accessible and happy and normal for people who are blind.
Okay, that's the clip from tonight's primetime show. And I'm joined again by Niamh. Niamh, I did not know until I saw the video, I did not know that you got the best junior cert in your whole school. Now, how brilliant was that? Morning.
Hello. I know. I couldn't believe the results of my junior cert, and I was absolutely delighted.
Well done on the video. I was really impressed with you just making your way around the house on a typical day. Talk to me about that.
So basically, me making my way around my house is all by memory. I know what my house looks like. I know exactly when to turn for the door. Some people kind of find it funny because it's almost as if I can see, because sometimes I can reach out for handles for doors. And it is a really handy skill. But for me to be able to have the chance to be on the programme, I just want to thank everybody in RTE, Isabel, Ciarán Delaney and Owen. I couldn't have done it without them.
How did it come about? How did you get invited on?
They noticed all my clips, and Ciarán Delaney informed them about me. And without him, I just wouldn't be able to have the opportunity where I am today to be able to have that programme to basically show everybody and create more awareness about my disability and the challenges that are faced.
The video goes through a kind of a typical day for me, getting up in the morning to going to school to then maybe at the weekends going shopping and meeting your friends. And you talk through how it's different for you. One that I noticed, Niamh, was you're going shopping in a clothes shop and people don't take any account of your stick, for example.
Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't aware. Some people aren't aware, some people are oblivious, and there are, you know, some people who don't care. They feel like they have more of a right to rock ahead of me than I do. But I think the awareness is a big problem that I face every day, because some people are just too busy looking at their phones, too distracted, or don't even know what my cane is.
Yeah. Coming back to school, and remind people again what you got extra for the junior cert after the campaigning that you did.
So I have an extra 10 minutes every hour. I also had breaks. So, and that is thanks to Ciarán. He's fought for my breaks. I wouldn't have got that without him. It's just, it's not enough, really. Hmm. And it won't be enough for my Leaving Cert. And it's even harder because for the Leaving Cert, there's extra time for some subjects, but not all. English and history, there is no extra time at all provided, because it is seen that there's extra time already in the exam, which is unacceptable.
I'll come back to that. But say 10 minutes per hour. So if a paper is 2.5 hours, that gives you an extra half an hour, and you get a break. Is that how it works, correct?
If the exam is 2.5 hours, I have an extra 25 minutes. Okay. And that is including that we'll have a break.
Mm-hmm. Your scribe is the person who does all the writing for you, and that allows for the time that takes.
It does, but it's not enough time, because I think it's around 25 minutes and half an hour. And it's hard because that is a lot of me thinking, telling them what to write, and starting new paragraphs.
Yes.
And you would be surprised how much that time that takes.
I imagine I would. So coming into the Leaving Cert, you're going to need more time. You say on the video, and I don't want to spoil too much for people who haven't seen it yet, but you say that everybody's case should be assessed individually.
Exactly. There should be individual assessments, because everybody's needs are different. I am one blind person. There are other blind people. I am one disabled person. I just feel that I have different needs to everybody else, and everybody has different needs to me. So I think that other people should be assessed, and that there should be an assessment of what people's needs are for exams to make it as equal as possible.
So you might need an extra half an hour per paper. Your friend over the road might need an hour.
Exactly.
And it should be that way. Come back to English and history. You said something there that they won't give you any more extensions on those.
No, English and history are two examples. It's seen that extra time is provided in those subjects already.
But that's for everybody, not for you.
Exactly. So I don't get extra time at all.
In English, there's so many books and poetry and so many heavy writing questions. I can't imagine. I mean, I remember doing my English in my Leaving Cert, Niamh, and I never had enough time.
Yeah, exactly. And imagine not being able to see your paper and actually have to rely on somebody to write it for me. And it just, the time that takes to do, it's that exam needs to be much longer.
How do you do maths?
Maths, it's all in my head. When I have to do maths, I have to visualise what it looks like. I have enhanced diagrams, and then I have to explain it to whoever is writing down my maths homework. Some people who I'm writing down my maths homework don't have any experience with maths, which they will for my exam, but it's hard because I have to do every single thing in my head.
Now that you prepare to go into fifth year in September, how do you feel about it? Are you nervous?
I think so, because it's coming so close towards my Leaving Cert, and I am waiting for change to be made. And 2 years may seem like a long time for some people, but it will go by very fast. And it's coming up to my Leaving Cert, and if those changes aren't made by then, you know, what effect will that have on my result? And that's just not fair.
You don't think the system takes into account the fact that you can't see? I get that very clearly from you.
They don't. Nobody's going to have the experience as somebody who is blind. And that is something that is very valuable, and you will never understand until you're in that situation.
Have you had any opportunity yet, Niamh, to put these questions directly to the minister, Anne Rabbitt?
Yes, I have had meetings with Anne Rabbitt and Josepha Madigan over the summer. I think it was July, August time. I don't really know what changes have been made since then.
The very best of luck to you over the next couple of years.
Thank you so much.
The primetime video is brilliant, Niamh. Absolutely brilliant. I've had a chance to see it. Sinead, her determination just continues to baffle me. I don't know where she gets it from.
Thank you. You know, she has grown so much in her own confidence, you know, in the last year even. So, you know, as I said, we can't thank Ciarán enough. It's empowering to feel that you get the opportunity to have your voice heard.
A programme like this tonight, and I'm hoping that many of our listeners will watch it. This isn't a panel discussion by experts, politicians and commentators. This is a video about real life for real people like your daughter. How important was
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
To get that opportunity.
I think, you know, it's life-changing in so many ways. Regardless of the outcome, to get the opportunity as somebody who feels like they don't matter, that their issues aren't heard, is so important. Every day is a struggle for Niamh. You know, she's such a strong character and so determined, and we're so lucky that she has that determination. But, you know, make no mistake, there are so many challenges just in the simple things in everyday life. So to get the opportunity to raise awareness for that and hopefully make people just change their, you know, behaviour when she's walking down the road. Even that simple change would make a big difference to her.
And certainly someone watching at the Department of Education should be able to say, we need to stop blocking her and start doing things for her.
Exactly, PJ. You know, as I've said so many times, you know, we want to work together to engage positively going forward. You know, we are where we are, but why don't we just talk, because we've had experience, and equality is so important in this day and age. And we talk about the UNCRPD, the rights of individual students to have their assessments made. We need to make that happen.
Here's hoping that the video tonight and whatever discussion will follow it, here's hoping that we're another step along that road. Sinead and Niamh, thanks as always to you.
And thank you, PJ, for your continued support. We appreciate it so much.
It's my pleasure, Sinead. It is my pleasure. That programme tonight, RTE Primetime, I'm given to understand, this is latest update, this may change, that the Minister, Anne Rabbitt, was invited to be on the programme to respond to what's coming up in the video tonight, and that for her own reasons, her office have declined that invitation. That is the present situation. It was the situation as of yesterday. It could change, but that's the latest we have. It's very inspiring listening to that girl, Niamh. I think someone should make a list of all the issues raised by shows like The Opinion Line and Primetime and make a coordinated effort to resolve it. If it was all done at once, it could make a huge difference to the country. I'm glad you think that we'd be that influential. As always, Niamh Kilcawley, very impressive to our listeners. Her teachers, says Kevin, deserve immense credit, because teaching someone who's blind must mean they have to be really articulate and accurate in how they deliver the lessons. Ain't that the truth? And she got the best junior cert in the school. That I didn't know until I saw the video. Kate?
Hi, I just want to know if she could do her leaving cert by audio. I mean, so many people there, they can't read books and they get the audio and they hear the whole book and it could be a huge tome, you know?
I think stuff like prose and poetry and all those, they can be all accessed through audio. Yeah. But she still
do the exam that way, you know? I think they could make it along for that. But also, what I would like to say, I wish they'd get rid of the leaving cert. Sure, what use is it now? Because they're not going to get results until November. And they're all in college at the end of September, October. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the points thing is a joke.
Yeah, but the colleges insist on a certain level of points, so
right.
There has
but
to be some assessment.
They're in college then. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're already in college, and if the points don't match up then, sure, are they out of the course then?
Yeah, I think I read, thanks Kate, I think I read over the last couple of days that Norma Foley, the Education Minister, has told the Exams Commission, like ministers are supposed to do, you know, remember who works for who, she's told, I think, the Exams Commission that they have to have the results ready earlier than they said. I think she has put it to them. You have to do it. That's not acceptable not to. A lot of love in the room, a lot of respect in the room, a lot of admiration out there for young Niamh Kilcawley, who we love having on the show. She dreams one day of being a journalist. I think she'd make a damn fine one too, if it ever happens for her. Mary, very inspired by her. Good morning.
Hello, PJ. Listen, I totally agree that, you know, children should be assessed separately. My own daughter is diabetic.
Nice.
And that had a huge effect. Like, we would do things so differently now if I'd known, especially the leaving cert, like, kind of thing. And when you go into college, you get the only thing they ask you is, what did you get for your leaving cert? So you get extra time. And that's all. Whatever you got for your leaving cert, you get in college.
Can I ask you how purely out of curiosity, Mary, how diabetes would affect her leaving cert, or would have affected her leaving cert?
Well, it's the exam stress.
Okay.
Reads, what does stress do to everybody? Pumps adrenaline into your body, reads as sugar.
Okay. I see.
So, actually, the time was nearly a disadvantage because she doesn't read slower than anybody else. She doesn't write slower than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If she needs to medicate, the extra time is going to take no difference. The medicine takes about 2 hours to kick in.
Is she allowed to medicate during an exam, for example?
Oh, she would be, yes. She'd have to. Like, she could go into a coma. Like, well, if her blood sugar fell low, which is unlikely to do because stress is more likely to cause it to go high.
And I don't want to pry into personal circumstances, but does she have a pump, for example?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't use a pump.
I see, because I would imagine one did use a pump, that would make life easier, would it?
Not necessarily, because the medication takes a long time to work.
I see.
You know what I mean? Generally, like, if you take insulin with your meal, for example, it's 2 hours.
I see.
Afterwards that, you know, your body turns to normal or whatever, you know?
I see.
So I suppose exam stress is, you know, and an extra 20 minutes sitting there stressed is actually worse.
I see.
In some cases, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And what we found then, even the subjects that she wouldn't have been stronger in, her strongest subjects, if they were a single exam, were often weaker than the subjects that she would have been naturally weaker at, but they had, you know, a project or, you know, practical, a music practical or something like that, counting towards the end mark where she could... where everything wasn't riding on this.
There's a lot of talk, as we know, Mary, these days about continuous assessment and whether there should be more of it out there. Like, would it have suited your daughter better?
Oh, well, absolutely. Like, we've seen the proof of that, even subjects that she wasn't particularly good at. We would now probably have gravitated to, you know. But then, you know what I mean? That's kind of, again, adapting, doing subjects that she's not interested in just because she can... do better in an exam and them isn't what education is about either. Unfortunately, it is. You know what I mean?
Very much the point you make is one size does not fit all.
It doesn't. And even some, like diabetes, like not everybody gets stressed in exams.
Yes.
You know, exam stress affects different people differently as well, like kind of thing. And other people wouldn't feel that same stress, or maybe wouldn't. And, you know, she doesn't know if she's going to feel it. Like, you go in and if the exam suits you or whatever, but if you kind of feel under pressure in an exam or something like that, obviously you'll get more stressed. And she came out fine out of some exams. She came out of some and she was hardly able to, you know, she couldn't even tell you what subject I'd say she was after sitting.
So what Niamh is saying, and will be saying, and I do have a little grab from the programme, but a very important point she makes in the video on tonight's prime time is that every student should be entitled to, once they're approved under this scheme, they should then be entitled to an individual assessment for their own needs, rather than just, that's what you get and that's all.
Exactly, because, like, you know what I mean, my daughter, like, she was unlucky, like, kind of thing, she narrowly missed the COVID leaving cert, which would have given her an assessment based on her classroom performance.
I see.
The 2 years there that people got that would have suited her far better, because what she came out with in her leaving cert did not reflect
her standard. Was she satisfied in the end?
No, she was disappointed. And now she's in college or whatever, you know what I mean? She got to UCC or whatever, but didn't. You know what I mean? She didn't reach her, but, you know what I mean, there's other ways. And
in college, Mary, I'm given to understand that in college they have an exceptionally good approach, in that once you need help, you'll get the help.
Well, no, she gets the same time. She was just asked what she gets in her leaving cert.
Oh, I see.
So she just gets the extra 20 minutes again or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's one size fits all again.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so, well, that's been our experience of it anyway, you know what I mean?
All right, Mary, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it, but it just illustrates, appreciate that, it illustrates what Niamh was saying to me and will be saying in the primetime video tonight, and what Ciarán Delaney was advocating for her was that it is not one size fits all and should not be one size fits all. Once you qualify for extra assistance because of your health or your disability or whatever you have, then it should be assessed per person on a case-by-case basis, as they say.
Cork's 96 FM.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.